United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
I'm not going to come. I'm not going to come. talk about that. It's hard for us to expect things to make sense. We can have a good quality of life. And as healthcare, you know, I'm not a, you guys know that I'm not a real good opponent of healthcare and healthcare. But since it's here, then we're going to have to deal with it. And in dealing with it, we're going to have to be mindful of our own bodies, living healthier. You know, I do the health and wellness every second Thursday of the month. But we're going to have to pay attention, and we're going to be talking about health issues from the top to the bottom of both men and women and children, knowing the difference between a family practice doctor and a pediatrician, and why your children should be going to pediatricians and not going to family doctors, understanding about specialization and the importance of going to a specialized doctor for certain things. If you're diabetic, and understanding what an endocrinologist is and a neurologist, and getting and partnering with hopefully one of the hospitals here to talk to us about stick maintenance and knowing your body and letting your body talk to you. I had read something earlier in my life, and it said that, you know, when you first began to smoke, if you're a smoker, you choked on the smoke. So tell me, why is it that you went back and continued to smoke until you no longer choked? Your body will tell you what it doesn't agree with. If beans, you know, actually cause heartburn, that means there's something a part of the beans that your body doesn't like. And you really need to listen to your body. And I don't think we've learned how to do that. So since we have not necessarily learned how to do that, we're going to understand that we need to pay attention to what our body says to us. Like I said, it is open mic, and I do want to hear from you guys today. Yesterday, the governor was here in town, and he had a great talk about jobs, Ohio, talk about education. I love to hear him say that their social promotion will no longer be successful, because if your child cannot read in the third grade, passing him along to the fourth grade does not do him any good if he cannot comprehend in the third grade. So I applaud him for saying that, and want to talk about it a little bit more. Hopefully we'll get him on with us, and he will just be able to elaborate on what is going on here in the state of Ohio. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, 518, your mic is on.
That's me, Chase. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? So what's new?
Tell me, I think we have an epidemic going on here. You talking about education? We got a sex epidemic going on here.
What kind of epidemic?
Sex.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Tracy, just because you ain't having sex don't mean that everybody
is. I don't know what is that?
what is that? Yeah.
What is that?
You know what it is.
I saw it on TV, but you know what? What are you talking about?
Tracy, it's real, man. We got people having sex left and right. They married, they not married, they same sex, they not same sex. I don't know what's going on, Tracy.
We promote it. I'm telling you, you can watch it on TV. You know, I told y'all the other day I was listening to, you know, tweens got Victoria's Secrets now. I want to know what a tween does with pretty panties.
Well, Tracy, in a whole other world that you don't know anything about, these tweens are doing pornography.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah, in a whole other world you don't know nothing about, Tracy. I want you to stay safe like you say you are.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Explain that, Lucy, because I don't understand tweens and pornography. Help me out with that.
Let's just go ahead and say what it is. Now, listen, when you got all these old men getting busted for their pornography cases, then you got to know that there's a whole world of young kids that are either being forced into or willingly going into pornography.
Well, let me ask this. Because, you know, because everybody, let me say this. We fail to realize that everyone who has a cell phone has a video camera now.
Right.
And I don't think we understand that anybody can make a tape of anything. At one time, you had to go get your mama's video camera. But now everybody
like
can go.
No,
more. Everybody carries a video camera with them on their hip. And you might be onto something there. I never thought about that in that way.
Okay, so now you got to think. These kids are out here, they're producing their own little shows. And who's getting busted are the 18 and older men. But the men are getting busted. The kids aren't getting busted. The kids are out here, you might... I just recently saw, I don't know if she was the Miss Universe or Miss one of these states, but she had a sex tape out there and she had to resign from the position because she tried to act like it wasn't her, and they pulled the sex tape up on her, and that was put in her face. It's you, girl. That's you.
Well, you know, we promote it. I mean, have you watched? I mean, the number one show right now is Scandal. And Scandal is all about infidelity. The whole show is wrapped around the president being, you know, unfaithful to his wife, having a mistress, and everything, and somebody coming in and fixing it. It's all about lies and deceit. And we promote it, and we don't understand how much we promote it, and we don't shield our young people from any of this anymore.
Well, Tracy, I beg to differ about these kids that can't read. They can read. They sure enough can read. They know what they read when they...
No, you don't have to... No, they're not reading. That's not reading. Because remember, it's visual. You don't have to read. Because, see, reading is comprehension. I can read the words, and as long as I know ABC, I pretty much can fake the funk for the rest. But we are indoctrinating, and we are breeding a sexual revolution in 2000, you know, the millennials. Let me say it that way. That we're not paying attention to.
But it's not just the kids. Unfortunately, the kids get the nasty side of it because they're kids and they're immature and they don't know any better. But realistically, when you talk about a show like Scandal, ain't no kids on that show that's acting out sexually. Those are all grown folks.
But we're talking about Glee. Have you watched The New Normal? I mean, have you watched these shows? Do you really understand that Glee is nothing but, you know, a kiddie porn opportunity? Because the sexual innuendos that are over this is just unbelievable.
Well, maybe you do know a little bit about this soft porn world.
That's what I'm saying. We promote it. And it's not like we've got parents who are paying attention to their children because they're still trying to make a living and get a life.
Well, yeah, let's just call it get a life. I'm so convinced that the parents today are probably just as lost as the kids. So if I'm lost, how do you expect me to give my kid direction?
I can't. I don't know how to.
I do. Well, yeah, but then if I do try to give my kid direction, 9 times out of 10, it's a little slanted because I'm lost myself.
But I don't...
I had a parent the other day trying to tell me, if you put your kid in sports, it's going to cause them to be, that'll cause them to be more disciplined. And I said, that's not true. I said, if they're not listening to the teacher in the classroom, what makes you think they're going to listen to the gym coach?
They're
doing the same thing with the gym coach that they're doing in the class.
We don't get it.
Yeah, but that's a parent that's misdirected.
But again, this parent, they're misdirected because what? No one taught them?
You know what? I really don't know what to think about their particular upbringing, but the reality of it is, dude, you're still lost. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're still lost, and that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with parents who are assuming the responsibility of a parent, but they're lost themselves, so you can't be responsible for something that you don't know yourself.
But you got to understand, we're breeding this.
You got to understand, okay, sex brings forth babies. Babies having babies and everybody being immature. We keep breeding it. I mean, we keep on populating the nonsense. And we're not really talking about it and having open conversation about it. Our legislators are clueless about it because they don't care about it because it's not on their personal agenda. The lobbyists are not going to speak out about it. And sex sells. It makes money.
Well, they can't talk about it because if they talk about it, it's possible they're going to incriminate themselves and stop something that they've already gotten started on the down low themselves. So, nah, I can't talk about this. If you got to understand, if I'm talking about it, if I'm that public figure, whether I'm a pastor, whether I'm a president, a mayor, a business owner, if I'm that public figure, 9 times out of 10, my listening audience will include the person that I'm trying to screw or the person that I am screwing. I can't.
But this is what America has become. This is what we want. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. This is what we want. This is the America that we choose. We need to be honest about this. America chooses the way it wants to be. And in its choice, we accept this. Because if we did not accept it, it would not be. America makes this. We are manufacturing it. As a matter of fact, it's one of the only things we're manufacturing right now. We're just not paying attention to what we're making because we think it'll go away if we close our eyes to it. And in actuality, it doesn't do that. Green is in the chat room. He says, if it feels good, do it. Those are our slogans. And that's what we teach. That's what we teach.
Who's speaking out against it, though? If you're talking about ain't nobody talking about it, if we all know what the problem is, that's like here in the city of Youngstown, what bothers me so much. And here, Tracy, this is a story you want to talk about. Youngstown is doing what they call zero tolerance. New York City and a couple other cities across the country are doing, stop and search? Is that what they're calling it over in New York City where they got the lawsuit going against them, the police officers, the illegal searches?
New York is crazy.
Yeah, but listen, this is the problem. They have people that are innocent that are coming out and saying, listen, you're pulling me over and I'm innocent. You're giving me a ticket. You're sending me to court to pay a cost. I didn't do anything wrong. And now they have a cop that came out and said, yeah, if we were told to go ahead and try and make court or pull over as many people as we can and illegally search them.
But we allow this. We allow this because I had a conversation this morning with a young lady, and we were talking about people who are in public office. We want people to give us warm fuzzies, and we never what they call vet them. We never investigate them. Last night they had the mayor's debate or mayoral candidate forum, and they showed, you know, I saw the crowd, and I don't know all the questions because I did not attend. But we want them to give us warm and fuzzies, but we don't want to look into their background. We don't want to know what they've done. We don't want to know their qualifications. We don't want to know your history. We just want you to make me feel good for the moment. And if you make me feel good for the moment, I'll follow you wherever I want, wherever you want me to go, including if it's into the Red Sea. That's the problem. You and I talk about this often. People go to church, and they want to feel good, but they don't learn nothing while they're there. And as long as they feel good, they'll pay for it. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Oh, Tracy, you know how to make people the best way to deceive them?
Say that again.
You get the best way to deceive people is, number one, get them high. If you can get them high, you can tell them anything, and they'll believe it. And that's exactly what a feeling is. When you feel good, the only thing it is you're releasing endorphins into your system. The better you feel, the more they can dupe you. Big time. If you feel good, they can do anything they want to you. Tell you a lie, make you think that there's nothing wrong with them when you know there's something wrong with them. And we've been doing this for years now. For years. And now we're in a situation where it's becoming really real. And people don't want to hear it now.
But we're not paying attention. You got to understand, we're not paying attention to, you know, we say that when you and I are talking about it, you know, Rick is online, he's talking about, you know, we are breeding sex fiends. They're coming out the womb trying to find the sex. They don't even know what they're doing anymore. We get kids performing oral sex on each other playing house. It's the truth. And we're not, and we say that we want to do something about it, but we have stretched our laws and our morals so far beyond its boundaries. I don't know how you put that monkey back into its cage. Because sex sells, sin sells. Good feelings sell. It makes money. Do you really think that Wetzler down in Columbus, who owns Limited and Victoria's Secrets, is going to stop selling pretty panties to babies when it's a $1 billion business? Seriously. Hey, South?
Yeah.
Do you think that that's going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen. You say $1 billion? No, they don't keep on doing it.
So do you think that we can go down there and lobby him to tell him to shut down his pink eye?
I don't think so. Not even close. Not even
close. But you're making little prostitutes. So tell me, how do you stop that? How do you shut that down when it's a $1 billion business? Yet we're talking about pedophiles and men going after little kids and young girls. And statutory rape and all this stuff. And how are you going to stop that?
They're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
So what are we going to do? Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Saver Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. An annual report by the University of Wisconsin and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says that Mahoning and Trumbull counties are among the unhealthiest counties in the state. The study looks at multiple factors like health care availability, education levels, and income rates. Mahoning County was ranked 75th healthiest in 88 counties. Trumbull was 71st. Two teenagers, both named Nathaniel Gray, pleaded not guilty to second-degree felony burglary in Trumbull County. One of the Nathaniel Grays is 18, the other is 19. Both are accused of breaking into a home on January 27th. A bill that sets in motion Governor John Kasich's plan for a $1.5 billion Ohio Turnpike bond sale and increasing Ohio's speed limit to 70 miles an hour on rural interstate highways has cleared the state legislature. The Ohio House passed the two-year transportation budget 63-28 yesterday. Kasich is expected to sign it. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
Go ahead, Swift 1-2.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Colonists, Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How got it?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher Houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
The Boardman Rotary Club's 31st Annual Pancake Breakfast is this Saturday and Sunday from 8 till 2. All you can eat pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, and tea will be served in the community center at Boardman Park. Tickets available at the door and are just $6 for adults. Children 6 and under are free. Thank you to our platinum sponsors, Fast Signs, First Place Bank, Jem Young Insurance, Huntington, Lee Monnet Nationwide Insurance, and Comar Plumbing. All proceeds go to benefit Boardman Community Charitable Endeavors.
Find big savings at Giant Eagle all winter long with another low price lock. Right now, hundreds of items throughout the store are locked in at low prices. Find 8-pound bags of Sunkissed oranges for just $5.99, Giant Eagle king-size white bread for only 99 cents, and fresh tilapia fillets for the low price of $6.99 a pound. The winter low price lock is just one of many ways to save at Giant Eagle. Big savings with a winter low price lock. That's another Giant Eagle advantage. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See stores for details.
One of the hardest things 1-800-530. I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and we'd like to hear from you today. It's open mic. It's Friday. And we do open mic for the most part on every Friday and Monday. And want you to call in and tell us what's on your mind and what's in your head and what's going on in your world. If you've read anything, because a lot of times, you know, there's a lot that goes out on in the community and around town, and you see on the news that just floors you, and you just have something that you want to talk about. You want to just get it off your chest. You want other people to know about it. And people need to know, because there's so much information that we don't get, because there's so much information. It's very, very limited. And you know that the news cycle is, they're going to skew you and put you into where they what they want you to know. And so I'm trying to really want people to really come up and call us and say, did you hear? Do you know? You know, I sit down and watch some things on television and my mouth just drops to the floor like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? And, you know, if you don't know, I am a born-again believer. I am a preacher. And my name is Tracy, and, you know, I'm like everybody else. I'm just trying to get in like everybody else. I'm just trying to get to heaven. And, you know, I'm watching television, and, you know, I'm a flipper through the channels. I'm one of those people that have to have a remote in their hand and go through the channels, and every commercial I go through, whatever channel I can get through, I'm sorry. And I'm one of the control people with the TV. And, you know, I'm watching stuff like the preacher's daughters and the preacher's wives, and got some friends up in Detroit, and they get ready to have their own show called, you know, The Sheard Family, and Mary Mary, for those of you who don't, they need to stay off television. You know, that's not reality TV. Reality TV is one of the worst things that has ever happened to America. And you followed something from MTV, which should have told you, just say no. You know, we need to go back to that commercial. That commercial that just say no. Well, guess what? Just say no. That's some stuff, just say no. It's like crack. This is an egg. This is your egg on crack. Remember the commercial? We need to go back to that. Because right now the whole country is breathing air that's crack-filled, because all of us are really crazy. Hey, South Carolina, your mic is on. What?
What is it now, Tracy? Now, preacher's daughters, but Tracy, I saw it last week, a couple weeks ago. They got the preacher and his wife on there.
That's what I'm saying.
The three or four.
That's what I'm saying. Black, I'm like, white, they from the urban, suburban, and rural areas. And come on. And they got the nerve to have little scriptures in between them.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm like, man, oh man. Is it money? Is it fame?
I don't know
what
it is.
What are they doing it for?
I don't know what it is, but it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I can't. Come on now. They have no business. And everybody, we need to turn it off. You got housewives, you got basket women, basketball wives, and ain't nobody married. Hello?
I was looking at that. I was watching the show, and all of a sudden they kind of, you know, say that, okay, these are the wives or former wives. And then they have another show called Starter Wives on TV. And these are the wives of these stars before they hit it big.
Are you following me on this? Listen, I want to know what black preacher allows his 17-year-old daughter to wear a swimsuit cut up and cut down like a hoochie and walk out the house and get away with it, and then come back and talk back to him like he's some kid.
No.
And if your pastor is the pastor that his kid is talking to him like that, and you see it on TV, you need to pack your bags and go somewhere else.
You better not be under that ministry. And not me. No. And it's, there's Tracy. I don't hear no excuse on that one. Don't. Where folks say, well, the pastor say, do as I say, don't do as I do. That ain't gonna work.
If your daughter can talk to you that way, and you, and that's your pastor. If his kids can talk to him like that,
and he don't, and it's okay.
Then y'all need to pack up and tell him, move on, because you not pastoring me nowhere. I don't care what you say on Sunday morning. I'm serious. The country on crack.
It's on crack. It's on
crack. President Obama, he's getting awards from Israel. They're trying to suck up to him, and it's not working. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Are we, what is it?
So, Green Dog, you put in a room, and Honey Boo Boo.
Who is Honey Boo Boo? I keep hearing that name now.
You have got to have seen the show, Tracy.
What show is that?
The Honey Boo Boo Show.
What is the Honey
She's
Boo Boo Show?
She was a little girl that was on Tierras and Tops and something like that. And her mom, they are as redneck can be, and they got them on TV.
Are you serious?
I'm serious about that. You have to Google it, but it's there, and it's a. I mean, they've even imported it overseas.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep, Honey Boo Boo.
Hold on, guys. Hold up. I got a news flash. Vice President Biden went to London.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we won't let the kids roll Easter eggs down the White House lawn, and you can't go visit the White House because of sequestration, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? And they tell me he stayed on the 14th of 2013, which is only a month ago. He stayed at the Intercontinental Paris Le Grand to the tune of $585,000.50 for one night.
Whoa, no.
What?
You mean $585, right?
$585,000. A half a million.
There's three zeros that shouldn't be there, Tracy. That's got to be $585. Two zeros.
No. It says the document is not as detailed as the London one, so the cost per room is not available. However, like his London hotel, the Hotel Intercontinental Paris Le Grand, it's a 5-star hotel, and he paid $585,000 for a night. I just thought I'd bring that up.
He must have been getting some Las Vegas treatment on that one.
It was for one night.
He paid for a whole lot of pay-per-view movies.
You ain't lying. He must have got the Las Vegas treatment there.
That wasn't no pay-per-view.
That was IC Live. Okay, what was her name?
That was for Valentine's Day. You know he was with his wife.
What was her name?
Her name was Anne.
Oh, I'm talking about whoever was up in the room with him. Because you're not paying no $585,000 for no room, Tracy.
Yes, you will.
Come on,
it was,
now.
Listen. Oh, you want to bet? Hey, you remember, he's got a whole entourage. You got to have Secret Service.
How many people?
I mean, I don't care. For one night, I don't care how many people he had unless he had, 585,000 people.
Okay, but Chase, you got to think about it. All them pay-per-view movies that the Secret Service like to watch, not to include.
Women, listen. Do we understand that we are run amok?
Yeah,
in our country? For real. This is run amok. What? This is crazy. I mean, if you look up insanity in the in Webster's Dictionary, you want to see a picture of the United States of America.
Well, at least we know where half of the, a quarter of the pornography money is coming from.
Isn't
that a billion-dollar industry?
Oh, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Why are you playing? I'm telling y'all, sex. Okay. Do you really think that Wexler down in Columbus is really going to go and take down his new pink line that's a billion-dollar business that sells sexy panties to teenage girls? And when I say teenage girls, I ain't talking about high teenage girls. I'm talking about tweens. You know, the tween, like 9, 10, 11, 12?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine your 19-year-old daughter wearing a thong?
You better not be.
Stacey, they start out at 18. What are you talking about?
Not 18. I said 9. And then in front, right in the front of the thong, it says, "Wild, catch me if you can."
It sounds like
with
you
leopard
said 19,
print.
Quickly.
Huh?
It sounded like you said 19.
No, 8, 9, 10, 8, tween. Not 18, tween. T-W-E-E-N. I think that's it, tween. That's the age when girls are just figuring out that they got little boobies, and they got little boobies with pads. So starter bras now come with pads.
Newsflash, Tracy, newsflash. And I'm sorry for those of us that are a little bit more mature and focused, but this is going to be disturbing. There are grown men that look at those 8 and 9-year-old little girls. You got to understand, in Florida, they have one of the highest kidnapping rates. And they're most of them, well, you know, now they're switching over. Now there's more boys being kidnapped than girls. But in Florida, that state right there is very high in kidnapping rates. And what are they doing? They're taking them and they're putting them on a sex market.
You're not surprised, are you?
No, I'm not surprised.
I'm just so, you know,
thank God that didn't happen to you, Tracy. Only God knows where you would be if they tried to kidnap you at 7 years old and put you on the market.
No, I didn't play well with others. They would, I was a rebel.
They'd
have sent me back. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Again, that number is 347-945-5229 if you want to talk to us. And it's open mic. But, I mean, my mother covered me. She sheltered me. I mean, as wild as I became was because I couldn't get any wilder, but she sheltered me. She covered, I mean, I wasn't allowed to listen to Reverend Lee by Roberta Flack. It was like, I still don't know what the song was about. Hey, local call, your mic is on.
Hi, sweet Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, I had one of those sweet mamas, and I remember when I was the age you're talking about, and we had those little undershirts that had the little bow in the...
The little pink bow?
Little pink bow. They never would have thought about us having bras before we needed them, and they never... When you stop and think about it, your underwear was never supposed to be seen.
Listen,
and
we had bloomers. They were white.
Yeah.
If you were lucky, you might have had a pink pair.
But I was going to say, those things were not to be seen. And when you start selling these kind of things that are so provocative and so expensive, you know those little girls are going to want them to be seen. And so this is where this whole cycle of exposing them, putting themselves at risk, and there's a naiveness in them. And I think it's a failure on the part of the parents. If parents would not let their children buy these things, they wouldn't sell and they wouldn't be produced.
They wouldn't, but the parent, you have to understand how this works now. Can you imagine the peer pressure that parents have them on them now when your child, you go to Walmart and you give her white underclothes and a training bra? And they have Jim now, and you got other ones in sexy lingerie from Victoria's Secret. Hold on. And the pressure that is on that little girl now when they start teasing her because she in bloomers.
I can appreciate
and that's supposed to mean something.
Association and the mothers coming together and saying, for the sake of our daughters, we will agree that none of them. And if there are some who say, well, no, I want my daughter to have that, let that be the minority. But what has happened to the silent majority in this country? We have allowed so many things to happen. You know, every once in a while I'll think about expressing my opinion, and then I think, well, who cares what I think? I was going to call you the other day about this young man that killed the students in Chardon.
Yeah.
And he got into court and started disrobing. He took off his dress shirt and had this T-shirt on where he wrote killer.
Yeah.
Now, I worked in social services, and we went to court on cases. We dressed in our finest. We went with a respectful attitude. We spoke respectfully, and we also conducted ourselves in a manner that was respectful of the law and of the court and of our ourselves, you know, the representation of ourselves.
We didn't have a choice.
I know, but I am appalled that young man's attorney talked to him. I mean, I watched it on, my son showed it to me on the computer. His attorney was sitting right beside him and saw him unbuttoning that shirt. And his attorney is an agent of the court, representative of the court. He should have stopped him. He should have said, Your Honor, I need a moment with my client, taken him out in the hall, whatever, and just told him, you can't, you know, this is not acceptable. But he didn't stop him. And there was a bailiff there in the courtroom. Should have stopped him.
If you want to see a real view of where we are, you need to go to your district court or your muni court and just sit in the background, because they're open in public in the morning, and really see what is going on inside. I mean, people go in there for tickets. They go in there for a cross-section of stuff. You ought to go see what really goes on in our court system and how disrespectful people are to the judicial system at large.
See, I would have to speak up. If I was present in that Chardon courtroom, I would have to speak up.
That's why they ain't going to let you in no more.
Well, I was going to say, and did you hear what that young man said?
Absolutely.
That should have never been allowed. I tell you, I was really hot Wednesday. When I saw that, I thought, what has happened? The adults keep failing the young people by not insisting on a certain code of behavior and language and dress. We just have to say that's not acceptable. You figure they were going to pass sentence on him anyway. I talked to a cousin of mine. She said, well, could that have hurt his case? Could he have filed some kind of action and said that they discriminated against his free speech? I said, no, they were ready to sentence him. I said, and a judge has authority in a courtroom. I said, they didn't have to put that family through that.
Yes, no, because remember, you have the right to address your accuser. And then when they open it up to the defendant after sentencing or after the conviction or after the actual the announcement of whether he's been indicted or not, or sorry, convicted or not, he has the opportunity to address the court.
But
well,
when
the
he
question
began to taunt them, Tracy, and when he said that vulgar, you know,
I believe they tried to shut him down. But I mean, you have to realize you have the right to open your mouth. The problem is, when do we take these rights that we have and realize that you can't yell fire in a crowded room?
Right.
Well, Tracy,
unfortunately
for this young man,
why didn't the news media edit that?
You can't. No, because we need to know. Now we have to be careful. There's a
everything that he said.
You have to, there's a shifting line.
Couldn't they have,
I know how you feel, but you don't want us to get into a censorship of what we say. What we want to do is we want to really start teaching that you don't say it. But if they had actually censored it, you wouldn't know. And if you didn't know, we wouldn't be able to talk about it, how wrong it is, because he's not the only one with the mindset to come out and to openly say stuff like that. You follow me?
Terrible, yes. Well, you know, I prayed for those families because I thought, you know, he wounded them again with those words. And you think, you know, words are so powerful. And you figure that's the last thing that they heard from him was, you know, that vulgar.
It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. But I have to say, we need to open up our eyes and hear and listen to what's going on inside of our world. Because right now, we have closed our eyes, and Rick, I'm going to let you get in before I go to break. We have closed our eyes to truth and to honesty, and we need to really understand that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and nobody's paying attention to the hell that it's going in.
Well, Tracy, when the kids listen to this, though, they're listening to it thinking, wow.
No, they're not. No, they're not, because it's a teachable moment if you got a parent. Because,
well,
see, our problem
should be.
It should be, but it may not be. Any child that listens to some idiot like that and thinks that it's glorified, then we need to go back to our children and to our parents.
Yes.
But they need to know that is unacceptable.
Yes.
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, what we've lost is our guardians. Our guardians are down. And without the guardian, the proper guardian, the young people, specifically this young man, and then even the young people that are wearing the clothes they wear, they don't know the difference between right and wrong because there's no guardian to tell them that's not something you want to do, sweetheart. That's not something you want to do, son. You want to look at it this way. You want to wear this type of clothing. You want to present yourself in a different type of manner. And without guardians, we lose that whole generation of children that are coming up that should have what the lady is talking about, respect and understand responsibility and discipline. And what you're talking about, Tracy, knowing how to guard your mouth. We lose all of that with this generation, the young generation, which now includes my generation, because we're no different than a young kid. We acting out just like they acting out, which now includes the young man's lawyer. If he didn't step up and say anything, or the bailiff, if they didn't step up and say anything, all they did was make him feel like he can do what he wants to do.
That's
and
true.
There's no guardianship here, and that's what we're missing out on.
Listen to this. We are so naive and so totally silent right now on some things that we shouldn't be surprised by what really, really happens inside of our society, because as I said earlier, and I'm going to take my break really quick, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Right now, the whole country's on crack, and we need to quit breathing and start opening our eyes to see what's really going on, because until we start saying something and telling people this is foul, they're going to continue doing what they're doing. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Votes, although 25 to 30 are more likely. Senator Reid says he'll strictly limit the allowable voting time to move things along.
If Republicans aren't here, too bad. Democrats aren't here, too bad.
Only when those votes are finished can senators head off on their Easter Passover recess. Vic Rentner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
A fanfare for President Obama as he left Jordan, where he'll meet with King Abdullah and other leaders. He's also getting a first-hand look at life in the Middle East, a dust storm.
Gone are the bright blue skies that greeted us here in Amman, Jordan. Instead, strong winds and a white sky. Dust coming through Amman so thick, I can barely see the mosque on the hill across the way.
ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president. The Marines are investigating a deadly shooting at their base in Quantico, Virginia. Officials say a Marine killed two fellow Marines and then himself.
The base is fully operational and back to normal functions, but they are concerned, as you can imagine, how this happened at a secure Marine base. They are saying this morning that this will be a lengthy investigation. They are going to look into exactly what happened and to determine a little bit more about the motive and why three Marines were killed. One of them was a woman.
ABC's Rena Nine, and the FDA is looking into new regulations for defibrillators, which can be found in many public places. places. The devices, which are designed to jolt a heart back into regular rhythm, have failed thousands of times over the past few years, causing hundreds of deaths. The Dow is up 77 points. This is ABC News.
Only the Home Depot has Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
A man posing as a pilot was able to gain access to the cockpit of a commercial airliner headed out of Philadelphia. Now a man from France, Philippe Genard, is being held on $1 million bail.
Law enforcement officials say that Genard was wearing what appeared to be an Air France pilot's uniform when he tried to board a U.S. Airways flight in Philadelphia. He was a ticketed passenger. He asked for an upgrade, but when he was denied, he headed straight for the cockpit. Genard reportedly said he flew 747s for Air France, showed what appeared to be an Air France crew member ID card, and sat down in one of the cockpit jump seats. But when the real pilot boarded the flight, he questioned Genard's credentials, and police removed the alleged imposter.
ABC's David Curley. It may take some cold, hard cash for some people to visit Britain in the future. The British government is considering an immigration insurance plan, which would require visitors from places around the world that are considered high risk to put up a cash deposit. The bond would be repaid only upon departure. ABC News.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Welcome to
Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
I'm serious. God had to save me. I don't know what happened. I just know I woke up. I was 10 years old. My father had left town. You know, and when you're from the Midwest, from Michigan, you got to cut the grass every Saturday. That's an automatic. You ain't got no lawn. You're going to cut something. Go out there and cut somebody's lawn, but you're going to cut something on Saturday. My father was out of town, and my mother was cool. Now, remember, father said cut the grass. Well, he ain't here yet. I don't know why it came out. It was just a manly thing that was down here to his side. You're almost taller than her. She can't do nothing to you. And I had known then what I know now. I wouldn't just try to walk out. I'd try to just walk out the room. I'd have backed out. Ooh, oh, ooh. I turned my back on my mother. I heard a sound come out of her that I had never heard before. Lord Jesus Christ.
Communicating with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, and we want to hear from you today. We've just been having just a conversation about this everything, everyday life, and what's in the news. Talking about families, disrespect has been disrespect and open blatant sexual innuendos that are put in the face of our young people today. And then we wonder why we are breeding prostitutes, and then society is the way that it is. We've got a caller on the line, and from locally. I've got South Carolina Jeff is in studio. And let me see who else. 503 is on the line. I'm going to pull you up in just a second. And I was pulling up Sinbad because Sinbad talks about family values, and I need to pull up people that actually don't cuss, you know. It's kind of hard to do. But really getting a grasp on where we've gone and where we're going, and somehow we're going to have to stop this. I mean, we just need to put our foot on the brakes and just stop and back it up a little bit. Because if we keep going in the direction that we're going, we're going to end up in a place that I don't think we really want to be at. And I don't know how we stop it.
Well, you know, Tracy, I think it starts, you know, each of us has to make this commitment that it will start in our home, and then from our home, in our neighborhood, and then in our church, wherever we are in association with other people, we have to take the message, and then we have to make kind of like a pact with those groups that we will hold each other accountable as adults, that we will speak, and we will, you know, intervene for the sake of our young people.
I don't know if we have. I think we've got to come outside of our home. I'm serious. I think we have to start with our media and what we watch and what we allow. I mean, we're going to have to start somewhere that's a little bit bigger than us.
Here's what I'm thinking. If you start at home and you let it be known with your children and your spouse and your, you know, relatives, whatever, how you feel, and you get consensus from them, and then you expand, you like the ripple effect, you expand then to talk to your neighbors and then get their agreement, and then people you work with, people that you go to church with. And then if all of you agree, when the media presents something, we will all call. Because, see, that's where I think we're silent. There are a lot of people who are upset, but there's no organization that, you know, like, we're going to call and complain. And I think if we all made that agreement, you know, I think about here in our area, sometimes, you know, like somebody's upset with something that they're going to do in the school, like, you know, pay for play for sports. A couple families get wind of that. They get together. They go to the PTA meeting. Then they get more and more people you know, to come out and speak against it, and their voice and their numbers mean something. And I think if you can do that over sports, why can't you do that, you know, for the morals of your children? I think
I look at my house. There's only two people in my house and a dog, and the dog obeys. The dog doesn't bite back. I promise you, the dog has much respect for the hand that feeds him.
But if you and your mom agree that whomever you speak to,
they don't. That's what I'm saying. In my world, we're all speaking out, but outside of our world that I don't have influence of, I look at Jeff. Jeff's home is like my home. You know, birds of a feather truly do flock together. The question is, when we come out to say something, we influence a lot of people, but I don't know if we have an organization enough or we're organized enough to make it to where it's a movement. Hold on just a second. I need to pull up another call. 503, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, it's Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you? I really appreciate you.
Hello.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys more than you know, truly. And I have to apologize because I came in and Rick and your other caller and you were talking about something that was either on YouTube or Facebook or TV about somebody being disrespectful. And I did not see it, and I don't want to see it, but I may have to address it if my 15-year-old seen it. So what was it again
The young man from Chardon, Ohio, the young man who shot up the students a couple years ago in Chardon.
Okay.
Chardon is an Amish town almost.
Right.
And it's here in Ohio, and I'm just for the people that are listening outside of the area. It's an area outside of Ohio, outside of the Youngstown area. He went to trial. He was convicted because he was underage when he committed the offense. He was only 17. He could not be sentenced to death, so he was sentenced to life in prison.
Three life terms.
Okay.
Three life terms. So that's, you know, he's a lifer. He won't be coming out with any area of a parole. So here we know, you know, you're going to spend money on bathing, feeding, cleaning, keeping,
right,
and taking care of him for the rest of his life. And
right,
you have the opportunity inside court to address the court after the sentencing. And he took off his shirt, he took off his dress shirt that he had, and he had a T-shirt that he had penciled in killer on the front.
Oh, my.
And he told the family pretty much, if I had the chance, I'd do it again. He was very offensive. He was very disrespectful to the court and to the family.
Oh. And I'm going to try to do this discreetly, but he put his hand out and he said, this is the hand that I used to
pleasure my
gun. And he says, now this is the hand that I used to pleasure myself. But he didn't use those words.
Right.
Oh, my.
Boldly stated in the court. And then he said, like, you know, F you to the family.
Was this on national television or local? What?
Absolutely. It was on national and local.
Okay. Okay.
It was a big news story.
And then I heard about the Victoria's Secret you were talking about, and I remember when that happened, Tracy, and I called in about it, not on your show, but there was another situation where there was a woman who was trying to stop that, and this was, I want to say, 2-3 years ago, on Victoria's Secret, the little fancy, she thought it was totally inappropriate, and she was absolutely tarred and feathered.
Well, you have to understand the women, the fathers. I watched it on Nightline a couple nights ago, and the father had a problem with his wife spending this money and going to Victoria's Secret to dress, you know, for her, because she has more underwear from Victoria's Secret, and it's called the Pink Line, than his wife does. But the mother and the women were saying, why does my daughter have to wear ugly underwear? She ought to be able to wear, you know, nice looking. It makes her feel good.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and we have to understand, we are coming up in a society where moms are making their they're making up for their own inequities and their own insecurities by trying to make their daughters feel better and make them feel more sensual about themselves in a way that they necessarily should not do because they're over-exaggerating it.
Right. And the other thing was, Tracy, there was a, like I said, this woman that came out and talked out about it, it was on a ladies' talk conversation. I mean, I can't remember the show, and I wish I could. But she was absolutely, callers were calling in and telling her she was a prude, and she was, you know, going on. I mean, terrible mm-hmm. insult. And that's the reason why people don't speak up a lot of times. Now, you and I, and Jeff, and a lot of the people that you said that, you know, kind of birds of a feather flock together, we do speak out.
We speak out. We talk about it. I talk about it everywhere I go. You know, it doesn't stop. My problem is there's not a concerted effort by any organizations that have, because remember, when you look at lobbying groups, lobbying groups are nothing but an organization of people who go and lobby to whomever on their behalf.
Right.
And you're all a part of it. If you're a part of AARP, if you're a part of, you know, NAACP, if you're a part of your insurance group, all of them have lobbying groups. Your union group has a lobbying group. Everyone has a lobbying group. So whether you think you're represented by one, you're not, you are, you whether you like it or not. And so the question is, who's lobbying on behalf of morals and standards in America? Because when you have Wexler, if you're bold enough to make prostitutes out of my kids, and I'm going to spend the money, and it's a $1 billion industry. We're not talking about the lingerie business. We're just talking about the pink line for kids.
Right. That
who's
should
gonna
be
stop him? But who's going to stop? He's not going to stop.
No.
You know, making this brand and doing this line because we're upset when people are buying the product. It's like cigarettes.
Exactly.
I mean, they may not put them in view. You may not see an advertisement. But as long as our taxes are included in it and people keep making money on it, they're not going to stop. Drugs.
Right.
We're really not going to stop the drug trade in America. It's too big of a business.
Right. And you know, that was what I thank you for telling me, because now I have information. Because if my 15-year-old comes home from school and has seen that, now he's not allowed to have any internet on his phone, and he's only allowed to use the phone, and he cannot text on his phone because I took all those things away. And but he can see it from someone else's phone that might be at school.
I mean, the kids are really not the kids are not paying attention to it. It was on the news, and it's not big news. It was Chardon, and they're not blowing this up as they should and or could, like they are doing the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, it was a Republican area that this happened in. It wasn't a Democrat area that happened in. And politics plays into the news broadcast. Hold on, I need to pick up another call. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Tracy, it was so lovely seeing you today. And that lovely kiss that you allowed me to give you, I'm telling you, I'm so overwhelmed, darling. You look shorter, though. I haven't seen you in a while. I didn't realize you were so short.
You got money.
Is that big responsibility on your shoulders now? Does it shrunk you down a little bit?
Yes, I thought you knew I was short. I'm very short.
I always thought you was taller. I thought we looked eye to eye to each other.
Oh, Paul, you got money.
I guess that was because that was the last time I saw you downtown. You had those stilettos on.
Paul.
Remember those stilettos?
Paul, do you have money? I still wear them. I just don't wear them on
big
Friday.
Big time money.
Paul.
Big time money.
Paul's not listening.
Yeah.
Why ain't listening to me? Paul.
I am listening.
Do you have money?
Yes.
Okay, I need some of it so I don't go have a talk with your wife.
For what?
For just recording what you just said, and all I'm going to play back is the parts that you said that would be quite revealing. So send me cash right now. In fact, you can come right up here to the radio station. All I need is about $300-$400.
Jeff, you're not a very good blackmailer.
That's all I need, man. I'll leave you alone.
You're not a very good blackmailer. I need that attention. I tell you, you guys, You know, communism, it had its place. And the United States of America, If we don't have one person dictating to the whole world, this mess ain't never going to straighten out.
But this, no. Paul, listen to what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's straight. This is how it straightens out. Parents, I understand about making your daughters feel proud about their bodies.
Yes.
No matter what size, shape, color, creed they are.
Okay.
Dressing them up like mini hookers.
Yeah.
The, you know, when you look at JonBenet Ramsey. JonBenet Ramsey, when she got killed and kidnapped, she looked like a miniature hooker.
Well, don't look, that's those beauty pageants.
What about that Honey Boo Boo?
But you got to remember, Tracy, Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day, they used 12 and 14 year old girls dressed them up like adult women, and then they
put a stop to that.
Now, let's get back to what we were talking about. This little boy acted up. This little white boy acted up. I had to say it that way. A lot of inner city kids, that's the way their kids talk to their parents. The hillbilly kids, that's the way their kids talk to their parents. And you know it, and
that's
I know
down
it.
Here.
No, that
ain't true. Down here.
But hold on. You know what? Now, Jeff, in your family, it may not happen. But if you look at what's going on.
My family's not hillbillies.
No, I'm talking about whether it be inner city or whether it be hillbillies or whether it be whomever.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. If you look at the norm today of how young people get to talk back the way they do, no matter where they live, whether it be in the hillbilly of Appalachia and or the inner city of the metropolitan, they saying some things and getting away from. They slamming some doors and stomping some feet that we never thought about doing.
And now they could just think. Now there is no way on God's green earth that you can tell me that the police officer who dressed that boy for court didn't see that T-shirt and didn't know that fool took the shirt off with killer on the shirt.
I don't think so.
What you mean? The judge got the nerve to say he didn't see it.
That's what I'm saying. You have to realize how ineffective they are inside of the governance of oversight when they're in prison. Remember, people come out of prison with the same drug habit they had going in. So explain to me how you can have a drug habit and you've been in prison for 10 years.
We're talking about the courtroom. Now, I'm going to say these three things. I'm going to hang up. The judge should have been fired. The police that brought him into court should be fired. The individual who put gasoline in the president's limousine, he should be fired. There is things that they face that should not even be questionable. If I work for UPS and if I get one scratch on that truck, I'm fired. And if you mean to tell me UPS got a stricter standards than the government that's running
this
country, that's crazy.
Listen,
that's why you need
anytime your vice president goes off and spends $585,000 for a night. Anytime it's your president goes and has a dog handler for $102,000 a year.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm going to say this like Samuel Jackson said. He's black. I'm glad he did. They've been doing it for years. Ain't nobody questioning a dime that nobody else spend when they go places. Why are they picking on him? And have a good day. Bye.
Hang up the phone. You're a little Obama supporter. Come on now. I'm just saying, overall, do you understand that Vice President Biden has there's no rhyme or reason when you're under sequestration and they're talking about money the way that they are, that you can go out and spend $500,000 on a one-night stay in a hotel room. Spend $102,000 for taking care of the president's dog. Yet, we have kids and we have things and moral issues and values that are going down the commode.
Tracy?
Ma'am?
In response to what that gentleman just said, yes, it's been done before, all this, you know, unnecessary spending. But wouldn't it have been a beautiful thing if the first black president would have set a that's unacceptable and done something different?
You almost made me say something. He said he was about change. What in the world has he changed besides the fundamental values of America? I thought he was going to change and make sure that the next president that comes behind him does not spend $100,000 on walking the dog.
That's it. I mean, you know, I think we would have welcomed a change, an honorable, anybody who does something honorably and in the best interests of the people. Who could fight against that? What reasonable person could fight against that?
You couldn't.
You couldn't. So I think that, you know, he had a beautiful opportunity. I mean, he had.
And it's not about the color of his skin. It's just about right now you cannot close the White House and say you cannot afford to take people on tours.
Well, you know, this is, you know, kind of crazy of me, but I was going to say we talk as Republicans about the need for, you know, less federal intervention and more authority at the state level. I'm kind of glad that they're not doing that Easter egg hunt because maybe that will encourage people to do more things on their local level.
Are you smoking crack? Keep breathing. They ain't going to make people do nothing else different.
But, I mean, if they think that, you know, and the other thing is there was only a certain group of people that could, for children that could benefit from
that's
that.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
I know there were other things that could have been cut.
It's the triviality of it. I'm not an Easter egg person.
No, I'm not.
It's the point. It's the point of it. Why do you say that I have to do this when all I have to do is say that I'm going to stay at a better hotel or a different hotel and I'm not going to spend $500,000 on one night in France?
I know, but wouldn't we take a little bit of the sting out of it if we said, great, you know, we're glad you did this. This is the start. Now what else can we cut?
That's what I'm saying. We need to understand.
Bonnie, what y'all smoking out there in the country?
That's what I'm saying. What are y'all doing? I mean, do you understand? I didn't care less if they never rolled another Easter egg down the road. But you close the White House but you don't cut your own spending.
No, the White House is our house, the people's house. That should have never happened.
So if you're not cutting the Congress's salaries, if you want to do something, cut your own budgets. Lay off some people that work or that are staffers that do all the work inside of your offices. That's where you start. You don't start by cutting kids' programs.
No, I understand your point. But like I say, I think, you know, some of this, we have to learn what we can live without.
No, we are learning. Right now, you and I are learning what we can and cannot live without. We don't have a choice. Right now, we don't eat potato chips because they're $5 a bag for 3 potatoes.
You're right.
We are cutting.
I know.
We don't have a choice. Right now, we're not driving as far. And we're making sure that we plan our trips around the city because we can't afford the gas to put in our own cars.
But we know the value of things.
But the problem is there are people that are spending money that's taxpayer money. That's my money.
I know, but see, they don't know the value of things.
Yes, they do. They're not paying it.
I think they
It's do. Free.
I know, but this is the upper end of entitlement.
And the problem is we have an entitlement society. Everybody's living off of something free, and the people on the bottom are paying the price.
That's right.
When does that stop? And when do we say when? I'm serious. I'm tired of paying bank fees because I can't get enough money in the bank to cover what I used to cover with less money.
You know, I empathize. Every time you talk about how you go to the store and with, you know, a good bit of money, you're getting a meager bit of return.
Everyone's doing this. Everyone is struggling.
I know, and I thought it was wonderful. You had the show the other day about, you know, trying to be conservative, trying to be resourceful. I think you will find people who will put forth that effort and thought. I don't know how we encourage, you know, I mean, if we were dealing with children, we would try to make a game of this.
But this ain't no game. This is life.
That's what I'm saying. If we, you know, because the parents are going to have to be taught, and I think, how do you appeal to the parents?
This is not about parents. The parents can't appeal to the kids. We don't have time. We're too busy trying to put food on the table. Get to work. Be treated decently when I get to work. Because the people who own the companies now are so busy trying to keep the company open that they hate everybody and they're pushing everybody beyond there are limitations that are giving them too much work to do because our bureaucracy of this America is screwing everybody.
This is true.
People are having a how do you come to work and everybody's putting pressure on you? You've got more work than you should. They don't treat you like you ought to be treated. Everybody's got pressure on them from everywhere. And money is almost non-existent. Right now you pay $1.50 for a candy bar.
You know, Tracy, when you're talking about money,
what would you say, Bonnie?
Well, when you're talking about money, there's a lot of conversation on some of the other, an a la carte on your cable network. You have to call your cable supporter. And they're saying to keep cash in a safe place in your house. And, of course, I'm a firm believer of having handguns to protect ourselves. But, you know, this is the thing we have to do to protect ourselves.
I can't keep money. I don't have money. We don't have money to keep. You spend $100 to fill up your car, to go to work, to get to work, to be treated like you're non-existent, like you're a robot. To have kids
maybe
who need more.
Start with $5. I mean, I know that sounds silly.
Bonnie,
but you need to
if I don't have $5, I can't keep $5. See, if you were frugal when the times were fat, then yeah, you can cut back when they're lean.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are losing their jobs and things are going up exponentially like they are, when you go to cut back, you don't have any money to cut back into because that what used to come in, they've cut your hours. Those bills don't go down because your hours get cut.
That's true. Well, they say that more people are on public assistance due to exactly what you're saying.
What I'm saying. How do you spend
more
if you're making $4,000 a month or $2,000 a month and you get cut down to $1,000 a month? Your rent, your mortgage, your insurance, they don't go down.
Right.
So when you do your budget, that which you used to budget $2,000 for, have a savings. And you dip $500 a month out of your savings into your general fund to pay your bills, but you have no way of replacing it. Your tires go bad on your car. It's snowing in the middle of spring. And so you're praying that you can pay your insurance. You have problems. People are hurting. And we have an administration who's run amok.
You're right. You're right.
They're not being honest about what's going on in America. You got kids running around here having babies and having sex and going nuts. And you've got to go to work because you're paid by the hour. I can't go to the school and see what my daughter's doing in school. I got to go to work because I can't afford to take any time off. That's real life. And that's not black life. That's not white life. That's America today. Most families do not have two parents.
A lot of them don't, I know
You got grandma. You got grandma raising kids. You got auntie raising kids. There's no more extended family. They're cutting. As a matter of fact, your insurance bills are going up. Your prescription bills are going up.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God I don't have, we don't have that situation. I mean, with a medical expense, we do have, a special needs child that is basically pretty healthy. And so we're really blessed that way. But, I do understand, and I know that that's what's going on, and I think our society. I know I said something to a mom that just exactly with the passion that's in your voice. I was kind of irritated or agitated by a conversation about money, and she looked at me just as straight as could be, and said, It's just the way it is. And I thought to myself, that's the elitist mentality, though, that think, you know what, your children can go to school where there's protection, and you can have money in the bank, and you can pay less taxes on your dividends, but the rest of you, no. No, you're going to be restricted. We're going to restrict what you eat, how much you pay for gas. We're going to make everything so expensive that you are divided. And that's what's going on. You know, that's why we do need to stick together as common folks. I mean, we do.
But the common folks, when you talk about sticking together, I don't have time to put glue on the stick.
I know.
Because people are having, and we are not paying attention to what's going on in our environment.
Well, you know, you said something the other day. You said that people don't even know their local school board members. Remember when you had that? They don't. Okay. And it was strange that you said that because my grandson was home that day. He's a sophomore. And, you know, he knows his school board members, but they asked that question in history class, and he was one of a few who knew. So, you know, Tracy, you are doing a great thing. I mean, you are. You are really doing something others aren't doing.
But this is not about. This is just about America at large.
It is.
So
dumb. It is.
America at large. The population of America, the land that we love, the home of the brave, the free, and the American dream. That they have just put a bubble in it, and it's going to bust. We are having a hard time actually getting this. We don't understand. They are taking our freedoms away in the name of freedom.
They are. You're exactly right.
You are actually enslaved. You're in servitude. Servitude means you are working to pay off a fee. America is so much in debt. And you've got an administration who is not really caring about the debt that we're in. And let me say this. When I say administration, I'm talking about Congress, which is the Senate, and the congressional leaders, as well as the president's office. So I'm not disregarding Republicans or Democrats, black folks or white folks. I'm talking about the whole lump of coal.
It is. You are 100% right. That is, you know,
and we are paying for it. When you go to the grocery store, you are paying $2.69 for an 8-ounce block of cream cheese.
Yeah.
And you and I love cheesecake, Tracy.
Yes. How do you make a cheesecake when you can't afford the cheese?
I know. I'm not happy about it.
Let alone, you know, we're not talking about going out and buying a cheesecake. We're talking about making one. Butter is now $4 or $5 a pound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's butter.
We're going to have to learn.
Yeah, and they don't give you enough coupons for that.
They never give you coupons. As a matter of fact, Johnny will get on sale 2 for $5, so you know. But I'm just saying, we are going to have to make our legislative leaders accountable back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything we have, when we're talking about sex inside of our schools and our kids and our media, because right now you can't watch TV unless you pay for it. You can't get decent news outside of your local whatever's going on unless you pay for it.
Well, I call and complain a lot. I do. I call, and I guess it's not complaining. I use my constitutional right, and I tell my cable company I do not want to pay for the shopping networks. You know, my cable bill is what it is because it includes a whole bunch of shows that I don't want, like Russia Today. I'm really sorry, folks, but I don't care what's going on in Russia today if my news media is giving me the truth.
But
as long as you
pay the base, it doesn't make a difference. They can block out the channel. They don't care.
That's exactly right. But I call and do it anyway because I just and I'll tell you the other thing. I had a local paper here that was delivered to my house, and we had a murder that happened, and only the information I got from the newspaper was what I had, because I don't watch the local news. So when I was putting this together, and I called them. I called up on it, and I told them, you know, you guys are putting this in the paper, and this is the only place I've gotten my information, and you pretty much have contradicted yourself a couple times, and I wanted to stop. And I don't know if it will really make a difference, Tracy. I'm only one voice, but I've decided that that's all I can do. And like calling you about, you know, what you were talking about, you know, if that comes into my house, I want to know. So thank you. You guys did give me the answer.
We appreciate it, but I'm just saying, overall, I don't mind the kid. I mean, the kid being disrespectful, you know, I need to know the kids are that disrespectful because it doesn't happen in my world. But what I'm saying I can handle that. What I cannot handle is the new normal. I'm having problems with the new normal. I'm having problems with Glee. I'm having problems with the new Wizard of Oz. See, Dorothy was an innocent little girl who wanted to go home and see Granny or Auntie M or something like that.
Right.
I'm having a problem with the new Oz. I'm having a problem with my kids not being able to have the life that I had and being innocent to do it. Go ahead, 234. Your mic is on.
I was just listening to you in general. And so, Trace, I just wanted to say, basically, you, what you're saying and the other lady caller right there that you're speaking with, the president in general does, I mean, it is some things from what I understand that he had, they did cut out. I mean, you know, such as things like this, I don't know, I guess, well, obviously, you know, the money and stuff that's involved in golfing and stuff like that. A lot of that has been cut out. They said that he can't do that, certain things of that nature for a degree. So there is a lot of things that he's not doing. You know, I just want to get that in there in general. You know, I mean, I agree with you all are saying to a degree, but, you know. I just
there's a lot of things like what he can't do.
Well, I mean, like his budget and stuff that he has for doing golfing, some of these other trips and stuff that he has planned, stuff that comes from the budget that he has for the president at the White House.
Reg.
Listen.
I know you got to go. I know the president got to go. He got to go where he got to go, and I ain't got a problem with him going where he goes. And I understand that when he wants to take his wife out on a date, Reg,
yes,
the vice president. Hold on, Reg. The vice president spent $500,000 on one night in Paris.
$585,000. I mean, I would say that too. I'm not saying that, huh? You're putting it in the wrong fashion.
You understand where my beef is.
I absolutely understand.
My beef is. I understand that you got to go, and I understand you got to go to Paris. But I know this. If you stay in one night and you on a private jet, I know your private jet got a bed.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of spending $500,000 to sleep one night in Paris and then bring a little black butt home.
Right, I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. Because when I go to Columbus, I used to go to Columbus and stay for 3 or 4 days, stay in a hotel because I had the money to pay for it, and that's what I did. But guess what? When I go to Columbus now. Since I ain't got no money.
And at the Best Western.
No. I bring my little tail home. I bring my little black bean behind back to 137. And I end up at home. Because I can't stay overnight unless I sleep in the car.
Tracy, could we use an analogy that maybe this gentleman would understand? It's like he's taking a lady out on a date. And because he's paying, she's having surf and turf. But if she was buying, she'd have a tuna melt.
Hey, did you catch that? Good one.
That's what this is all
about. I had that to happen. I just wanted to get that in there one time, Jeff.
I had that to happen.
We were growing up. Girl did that one time. We went out and had a lot of money on food, and she didn't even eat it.
And whatever else I want is coming out of my pocket.
That's pretty much what's going on. And I'm just saying, Reg. I'm not talking about the president in general. I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the people on DuPont Circuit. I'm talking about Boehner and Harry Reid got private planes too.
All of them.
Yeah.
I want to know why they have not cut their staff and start going to write their own briefs instead of making their staffers write them.
I agree. The the whole, you know, caboodle of these guys that's up there shouldn't do. But you pointed out a good point, Tracy.
And what's that song, Jeff? Because I'm going to break. Get on the bus, Gus. Pick
yeah.
What song is
50
that?
50 Ways to Leave Your Mother. Your lover.
That's what I'm saying. 50 Ways, that's what I'm saying.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Get on the bus, Gus.
That's what I'm saying.
Get a new car,
I gotta take
right?
a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Tracy, am I tying up your local line?
No, ma'am. No one else is calling in. We'll be right back.
All right, you tell me because I don't want
to. You're doing fine. The number is 347-945-5229. It's open mic today. We want to hear from you, and we'll see you on the other side of a break.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with upgrades delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe, to make your life just a little easier.
Go to identityguard.com/radio offer and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/radio offer.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Parking Lot. All work is done by hand, but leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular one. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Walking Lot, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Atrocious and Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Atrocious and Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just hop off the key, leave, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack.
And we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Again, that's WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hope we're entertaining you. I'm just, you know, we started out talking about the, you know, they called in and talked about how, you know, we are breeding a sex climate, and it's true. But I'm looking at all of it's tied together. Everything is linked together as a whole, and we're not being honest about the direction that America is going in because we are being numbed, or should I say, put to sleep, lulled to sleep.
Oh, man.
To follow and not to lead. And we're going to have to take the onus of our community and set it back on the right course in our own homes as well as, you know, in our own communities, in our own cities, in our own townships, in our own counties, in our own state, and in our own nation. Because we can't continue on this, you know, my hamster wheel. We just can't.
Well, you don't have any other choice.
That's not true, Jeff.
Where are you going to get off the wheel?
We can get off the wheel anytime we choose.
Well, but everybody has to do it at one time because otherwise somebody's going to get beat up inside that wheel. And see, you're going to have a heck of a long time, a heck of a time trying to tell all the hamsters you don't need to be on this wheel. You need to get off and, you know, get a bigger wheel or a different wheel or everybody get their own wheel because we can. But the thing is they can't. They don't think they can, so they stay in a crowd. And they stay on the same wheel that they've been on for the rest for 1,000 years, and they never, ever get off.
Jeff, you know,
it's kind of, Tracy. It's kind of like telling black people they don't. It's kind of like telling black people they need to get from behind the Democrat Party.
Well, that's the wheel we're talking about, really.
Well,
one of them.
Actually, that's not. This is bigger than
that's
that.
The one I'm talking about. Because that's the one that holds us in one spot all the time.
But I'm talking about the American public and the American people. I mean, I've gone past because we think it's a black-white thing, but I'm coming to the resolve that it's truly, it's an American issue, and black
Tracy.
People think they're inoculated by this, and they're not. What?
Tracy, here's the thing. It is a liberal issue. It's the liberal mindset that's got this wheel to turn it.
But the liberal mindset is not defined by parties anymore. The liberal mindset is defined by people.
I know.
And
that's what I'm saying.
I wish we could say it's all one party, but it's truly not one party.
Mm-mm. You're right about that.
I mean, this is bigger than just one party. I can't say it. You know, well, if you're Republican, it's this way, and if you're Democrat, they're going to solve your problems because I don't believe that anymore.
No, I never thought that myself, Trace, but the only reason why I support a national Republican is because of, first of all, they do tend to want to keep the nation free. And that's my point. The Democrats have no interest in having a free America. There's nothing, they don't want anything free except for themselves. So they want to be the ruling class of this new move. And so that's why they capitulate on all these social issues. That's why they capitulate on this spending because they know they're going to spend this thing into the ground and then have to bring it back up a different way. And once this is destroyed, they can come back as the Marxist social station that they want to come back as.
But see, I agree with you because I don't get me wrong, I am proud to be a Republican.
Proud to be a Republican.
But what I'm saying is, I think people get caught up on the labels. they do get caught up in the way.
And so I, when I say that, when I say this, I'm trying to take out the conservative liberal titles and the Republican Democrat titles and put the American title in there and make everyone accountable on both sides. Because you have people who are called Democrats who are truly conservatives who are not a part of the agenda on the local level, but I'm going to vote for them because they're a Democrat when they're actually Republican. And I got Republicans who are totally, you know, it's a mushmash. We need to start taking people on their own merits.
Yeah, but Tracy, what you got, though, is a situation, and I in my master's program right now, the text that I'm reading actually talks about the progressive movement, and it actually names Woodrow Wilson and Teddy Roosevelt in the same sentence, one as a Democrat, the other one as a Republican. They're both progressives.
And listen to me, what
plainly
you just
said.
Said
it right there.
I agree with you. Now, let's say this. I'd rather call them progressives because they're on both sides.
Yeah.
I would rather say that than to say, because when we say liberal, people don't know the difference between a liberal and a Democrat. And not all Democrats are bad and not all Republicans are good and vice versa.
Exactly.
And that's what my contention is with this. Because people are getting caught up in the titles. And it's truly not, it's a titleless movement. But the progressive is not a good word, because you're not progressively going anywhere besides backwards.
Well, I found it very, very interesting that they would actually, you know, in a master's program, in the textbook, in the same sentence, example of the progressives. It was right there.
And so you follow where I'm coming from with that, so that people have a clear understanding. I really want people to know that it's truly not what they think.
And the other word for progressive is what?
Socialist.
Marxist socialist.
Okay.
But again,
first they lull you into thinking that's okay, and then all of a sudden they take all your freedoms away.
That's where I'm coming from, because people don't know what we're talking about. Because when we say Republican and Democrat or conservative and liberal, we're thinking party, and I think we need to get past that and truly get into the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is they're bad on both sides because they're progressive. And they mask themselves as something that they're not.
That's true. Very, very true.
And it's everything that we talked about, whether it be the money that I'm screaming about, and or the sexual freedom, because all we have is right now is a 60s movement personified in the millennium, in the 21st century, being run by a bunch of people who were hippies in the 60s. Am I getting that right? Because I'm too young to know what really happened in the 60s, but that's just what I see. Hillary Clinton is only doing... Huh, pardon me?
You're too young to know.
Yeah, I'm too young to know.
Tracy, can I ask you a question? Because you're the most politically savvy person I know, and you're the most honest. This issue, I'm changing the subject, but with Rob Portman, are politicians supposed to represent their own interests? Or the interest of their constituents?
They're supposed to represent the interest of their constituents.
And why now do they feel compelled when they have a child who has either a drug issue or a homosexual issue or any kind of an issue, in love and endorsement of their child, they feel that they have to bind their constituents to their new code of ethics or their new thinking on a subject?
Let me say this, and let me be perfectly honest. I have no idea what Rob Portman was thinking when he decided to come out the other day and purport his new found belief system on gay marriage.
Love for a son, that's all.
No. See, love for your son. You can love your son without going on public record.
I agree.
I don't understand what in the world he was thinking.
Guilty parent.
Guilty about what?
Daddy wasn't there all the time. He was always running for office or working or this, that, and the other. So when something comes up like that, you overcompensate to the negative.
But if his son was involved, it needs to be taken as acceptable to God and to, you know, God's standard. Would he have condoned it?
But this is not about God, because remember, we try to put people we try to make people into religious beings, and they're not.
Well, just ask the Department Portman, if his son turns into a pedophile, will he now agree with pedophilia?
But you're missing the point. We have called pedophilia now is still abnormal, open in the mindset of most people.
Slightly, yes.
You follow where I'm coming? Mm-hmm. Pedophilia is now pretty much still abnormal.
It's
right.
Taboo. Yes.
So until it becomes mainline.
Once you put Strickland back in as governor, it'll happen.
What's getting ready to happen?
Hold on, South Carolina. What'd you say? Can he come back from this?
Because I think, you know, sometimes they speak and then they say, well, I've had a change of mind, a change of heart, or I spoke rashly, I spoke, you know, about our own personal situation, but I have to defend this position. I don't know can he come back from this, or does it make
it all depends on his constituents. You know, you have to understand that those of us on the religious right, the evangelicals, we have a stand that we've taken. The question is, do we count enough to make a difference when it comes up for re-election again? See, it all depends, because remember, everybody that's a Republican is not a religious right or an evangelical.
I know.
And so we try to lump the whole Republican Party into an evangelical lump, and they're not. We try to make them something that they're not, because everybody in the Republican Party is not a born-again believer, and we need to quit trying to make them that, because they're not. People are there for many reasons outside of their own personal faith. You might be there because of your moral belief, but our morals and their morals can be very, very different, and we need to be honest about that. Everybody a Republican, they not toting the Bible.
But I was going to say, if his constituents, you know, made their opinion known, and he saw that they were not in favor with his stance, the honorable thing for him to say is, what I expressed was a personal opinion, but my constituents desired this, and I will honor that.
Hey, lady. This is something that we need. I was telling someone earlier, we need to understand that politics is not soccer moms. He should have made that decision when he came out last week. He should have said, that should have been his opening line.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree.
He doesn't care right now, because I don't think he has to. Either that, or he didn't think about the blowback or the repercussions that it might have. But we'll find out how strong people are when he comes up for re-election. Because
should there be preemptive work to find somebody else to not go with him?
What preemptive work? We don't think that far in advance. And if you're not that far up the food chain, you can't raise enough money to even go play house with him.
This is true.
Well, see, that's why I ask you, because you're honest and you're more because you are involved in politics.
I know Rob. I give him a hug every time I see him, and I'm not going to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, he put me in a very, very bad position, because I don't know how I can come out and support him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it comes before him and how he feels, if he tells me that he is now for same-sex marriage and that's where his vote will lie,
yes.
I can't vote for him, nor can I support him. As much as I like the guy, I love the guy, I consider him my friend.
Yes.
I like his wife. I like his family. That's not going to stop. but he's put me in a position now that I can't support him politically because of his stand and his vote. And I said it openly.
And I respect you for that, Tracy.
What am I going to do with you? What am I going to do with this now? And if my mother comes out and tells me, she now thinks that it's okay, too. I love her. She'll still be my mother. I will always respect her. She will always be the love of my life. But guess what? I'm not putting you in a voting position. Nothing personal.
Well, that's it. You can't let somebody speak for you who is, you know, in opposition to your...
My belief.
That's right.
And so I've got to treat him the same way I would treat, you know, the President of the United States. I want you guys to really understand. When President Obama ran, I really had a hard time because I would have loved, I don't care what side of the fence they were on, to have worked on his campaign and to have been there for him and to have supported him in a way that I could have supported him as a political person. But the fabric of what he stood for went against everything I stand for. So how can I come out and help? I couldn't. He bound my hand before he even got out.
I heard him give that Democratic the convention address.
In 04.
Yes, and I was so impressed with him. And I remember saying, this young man could be president of the United States. But at that time, it was just a beautiful speech, well delivered, very... He was exciting and vibrant and articulate. You know,
he executed well, and he does.
He did. And if then you, when I heard what he stood for, I couldn't vote for him.
That's what I'm saying. So now, what am I going to do with this? Rob Portman, I love you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
dear, what can I do with you now? Because you've gone to a side that I can't defend.
Right.
Yes.
So now nothing you say is ever going to trump my core beliefs and let me be able to support you. I can't. I can love you from a distance, but I can't support your position because it's totally against my fundamental belief.
Yeah, I mean, you ran down. I couldn't go too much further.
I can't, you know, and so when you ask question, you know, ask me that question, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at, there's no, why didn't he come out and say, well, listen, I have a son and he's gay, and even though Dick Cheney said it best,
yeah,
even though I have now, I realize that it may or may not be anything wrong with my daughter getting married, and I understand her plight and her what's going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
I stand for civil unions, but I don't stand for marriage.
Yeah.
These people don't know the difference. And this is where we make a huge mistake, believing or thinking that they do. And we think that because they are accomplished people here, there, and everywhere else, and they've gone up the political ladder, that they're savvy when it comes to social issues, moral issues, etc. But they are not. It's just like this. You know what's so foreign to me? This has nothing to do with politics, but it has to do with my point. That commercial where the lady comes on and says, I remembered the day when my son Johnny told me he hated me and he slammed the door in my face.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would have been saying that from my jail cell. You have to understand, no child of mine is going to disrespect me in my house and not suffer a consequence for it. Not like that. Blatantly, you're going to tell me you hate me? I brought you a little behind in the world, just like my mama told me. I will take you out. Okay, that's a principle. You can do that. But the mealy-mouthed mom in that thing talked about she had to develop some type of a program to stop him from being abusive. You stop him, you go upside his head.
You know what, Jeff? I turn that off every time I hear it on the radio.
Time.
I can't handle her saying that. I cannot handle her. I agree with you 110%.
I would love to find that lady and go knock on her door and tell her she's got to be crazy.
But you got to realize those were actors. Those were actors
exactly.
That had a script.
And they're trying to sell
stuff. It doesn't matter. The thing was real. It was a real
situation. It's a real
situation.
Scenario. It's a real scenario. It's a real situation.
Well,
but you got to understand.
It is a real
the
situation,
people who
right.
Put it, the people who put it out there for whatever product, for whatever was going on there, because I haven't seen it. You got to realize they wrote it.
Listen, when I'm in a grocery store and I see a kid acting up, I walk over to that kid. I said, get your behind up off the floor and go catch up to your mother or your father. You know, because I can't take it. I mean, I really can't take it.
I've been in a restaurant. I've gone and told a kid, you know, you need to control that. Because, you know, on the airplane, you need to take him to the back or something. Hold on just a second, guys. Who's this? 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to address, you know, Rob Portman. You know, I'll tell you, that he's just enabling his son. If he really believes that, I don't buy it. If he would walk in on his son with something happening, he'd probably claw his eyes out.
I don't think so. His son is grown now. You got to understand.
No, he'd probably claw his own eyes out.
Oh.
You know?
That's not funny,
you know?
But it's funny.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, that's the way it is. The other thing is that this country, they don't even have to be too informed. All they got to do is look in the mirror and say, is this government really working for me? Am I going to keep voting for the same thing over and over, and I'm going to get the same result over and over? That's what they got to understand. When are they going to get tired of this?
I'm with you. I am with you. I'm reading an article right now, and it just got done telling me that they spent $102 on a dog handler for the president, and that's taxpayer money. My question is, what does your dog need handled to do? Because if you need for me to walk your dog for $202,000, I will do that. I mean, I got a dog, and Patches is spoiled. My baby lives better than most kids. And
I'd pick up the poop with my bare hands for that amount of money.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Why are we spending that much money on a dog and you tell me that the kids can't have a what's it called, an Easter egg hunt? I need somebody to explain that to me.
Well, why aren't Sasha and Malia playing with the dog and taking it for a walk? It's their dog.
Yeah, thank you. What I look like if I had a dog and my daddy tell me that, you know, you better get, you know, you better hire somebody to walk that dog every day. My dad.
Yeah, you don't.
Hey, thanks for taking
man.
My call.
You're very welcome.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
You're welcome. But I just want to know why it costs so much. I don't understand. I just
Because you gotta have Secret Service with the dog as well, and with the handler, and with this one and that one.
Whoa, Jeff. The day that the dog needs Secret Service is the day that we need to ban dogs in the White House.
Well, you have to have Secret Service because they can attach a virus to the dog. They can attach all types of things. You have to understand. They're playing this game for keeps. They're for real.
Listen,
Chavez, somebody poisoned old Chavez and he's gone.
I was just going to say, Tracy, that person has to taste that dog's food before he eats it.
They got to get a little old lady. You know how they always tell you the little old lady has to choose between food and medicine, and they're eating dog and cat food. You got to find one of those little old ladies they put in those commercials.
Now, and I got a question for you guys. For $102,000, could you taste the dog food before the dog ate it?
Every day.
I'm serious because I'm having issues. I don't know if you guys understand how many issues I'm having with this because I have a problem with Biden. I mean, I know that we must secure the president and the vice president. I understand that. But as I said, you know, in tough times as we are, with no budget, with a $1 trillion deficit, or multi-trillion-dollar deficit, I understand this. With this understanding. As I said, when I go to Columbus for whatever meeting I go to, I used to stay and hang Now I instead of eating at a restaurant, I go through a drive-thru. And I come home and get back in my bed. When you have a private plane, you have to look at cost efficiency. Will it cost more for me to come back to the White House on that night or stay overnight? Being that you got a bed on the plane and you're not flying it and you have multiple pilots so that you don't have to worry about who's going to be sleepy or not. Because that plane, you know, is not what you're thinking when you think about a nice plane that you want to stay in. That plane can run, is a White House on air.
Mm-hmm.
So the vice president doesn't need to spend $500,000 to stay one night in a hotel room.
Well, I mean, I don't know what business he was on.
On Valentine's Day.
He just took his wife there for Valentine's Day. Ain't that a doggone? Ain't that a fucking thing? I had a hard time going out and buying a steak on Valentine's Day.
Jeff, that's what I'm saying. You understand? Listen, I told you. Y'all know I'm having money stretches today. And so I'm really frustrated when I talk about money.
We need a telethon. Let's get going with it. We're coming on tomorrow.
I have issues. I have issues. And when they're spending that kind of money, and I can't go down the street, I got issues. 261, your mic is on.
Tracy.
Yes.
I'm wearing glasses today because of what your one caller said. I walked in on my mom and dad. I've been scratching my eyeballs ever since.
Oh, man.
No, Paul, you were sick.
Well, Tracy, look, the apartman, he's getting his money from the government, so he's got to expose what he believes in now.
No. That's not where his money comes from. That's not where his base is.
Yeah. No.
You're missing my point.
He just said he had a problem.
Portman had no reason. And I mean, I'm serious. Outside of his son, politically, what he did, he had no reason to come out in the middle of nothing and come up with a great statement. Hillary Clinton, that was her opening speech because she gave it a run for president. Rob Portman, he's got another couple years before he runs. He could have laid low and then waited until somebody asked him a question and then had a canned answer.
Mm-hmm.
Him coming out the way he did in the middle of nothing, he could have come out and talked about anything except for that.
But anyway, you know, here's the deal. Once again, we're sitting here with these people in a flux. They have the fight in the party right now, Republican Party, between the people that say we have to get more mealy-mouthed people, and then some people are saying, well, no, we need a staunch conservative to run. And nobody wants to believe that a conservative can win.
Well, see, this is the issue, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The governor of the state of Ohio was here yesterday, and that's where I was. He was here, and he was giving the speech to the Chamber of Commerce for an annual luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor is not a warm, fuzzy guy. So if you think you're going to walk away from him and have, you know, your legs go shiver, not going to happen. But the governor is very, very effective. He's very, very mindful. And he's very, very brilliant when it comes to the governance of the state of Ohio. And I appreciate that in him, and I support him wholeheartedly because of the job that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He is a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need him to be my best friend. I don't need a warm, fuzzy feeling from him. But I need for him to make sure that the state is solvent so that we can have better a better quality of life, and that we can move forward and we can have jobs here in the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that?
Not too hard in Ohio for us, but...
If the governor is for or against same-sex marriage, he needs to keep his opinion to himself.
Yeah, I think so, because that's going to...
That will affect my opinion of his effectiveness. Because, but then, in totality, the governor is not a legislator, he's an executor. Which makes a difference. See, President Obama, his influence has driven the same-sex marriage movement into the forefront.
Oh, yeah.
Which bothers me. Because he drove this to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Yep.
And he drove this into the national platform.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his influence. And because his influence has made this a national platform and has made this a spotlight of way of life, it is now in the Supreme Court, and now they're going to try to overturn. That's what Ohio has already said, that they did not want to initiate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
The governor doesn't have that kind of influence. But Senator Portman does, because he's a legislator. It makes a difference. It's like how my mayor feels down at City Hall has absolutely nothing to do with the quality of life here on the local level, whether how they feel about abortion or how they feel about stuff that comes on the national scene. The question is, are you effective?
Like I said, I'm with you. But the thing is it has gone down the road. They've allowed the media to create the battle. I just had to get some people straight about how the media is owned. You know, there's about 30 news outlets that have been paid off by one Mr. George Soros to do things his way. Okay? Now they're paid off. Millions of dollars he writes to them.
He owns them.
He sure enough does.
He owns them.
But the thing is you can't tell people, oh, no, you're lying, Jeff. Why are you so mean to the president? Why are you this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, I'm not being mean. I'm being conscientious. I'm awake. My ears and eyes are open and listening for what's going on. And these people are asleep, and they're mad because I gored their ox, but they don't realize their ox is trampling them. That's
Tracy,
what bothers me. And that's
Tracy
what we're doing as a people, as regular citizens. You're allowing your government to trample you. You are supposed to be the head of the government, but you're being trampled.
And it's been a progressive movement.
Yes, it has.
By the progressives.
They were true to their word. Whatever you call a thing, that's what it does.
Hey, Alex, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Good. This is Open Mic Friday.
Yeah, it's Open Mic Friday.
Maybe y'all talked about it already, but I want to see if y'all, did y'all talk about the Cyprus, the island, the country of Cyprus at all?
Jeff did earlier this week.
Yeah,
bring it up again.
Sure.
Yeah, because I just want to say, you know, don't think that this can never happen to the United States, where the central bankers essentially propose that, you know, if you want to get yourself out of debt, let's just take the money out of everybody's personal savings account. And so, which had, you know, the Cypriot constituents just up in arms, you know.
Sure.
They were going to. So don't think that can't happen here, because we're $20 trillion in debt, and I'm gonna tell you what's gonna be the catalyst. Once the world stops accepting the U.S. dollar as the world reserve for trade for oil and different things, it's gonna happen. We're not gonna be able to pay our debt, because then the bank is gonna increase the interest rate, because right now it's virtually zero. So we're not paying. But once the interest rate increases, we're done. So don't think that can't happen here. That's,
yeah.
You know, look at Cyprus as an example.
We are, and you know, I know what they think they're doing by printing this money, because when that interest rate comes back, they're thinking that they're going to use their own excesses to pay their interest on their own bills. But it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can't balance things out that way. Notice that the market went down today. Am I correct?
I believe it did.
With concerns of, not terribly so, but it went down in early trading. So the thing is you have to watch these things. You know, everybody's connected worldwide now. There was one time when we didn't give a flip what happened with the rest of the world, because we were our own economy. And we were probably the number one economy in the world then, but we're not anymore like that. We still have the biggest volume, but we're not gaining.
Can I ask you guys a question? And it's a little bit off subject, but it's a little bit on subject.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Human Services, DHS, is that DHS is Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah, Homeland Security.
Yeah, Homeland Security.
They're buying up $1.6 billion of ammunition a year.
Where were you at last week?
No. Where do you get the money from?
You.
I'm serious.
Didn't you see that Brinks truck come? Oh, no, he's not here yet. He will visit your house on April 15th.
Where the money coming from?
April 15th, you will pay for those 1.65 billion or 1.6 billion rounds of ammo.
But where's the money coming from?
Told you. The Brinks will pull up to your house on April 15th.
Yeah.
What?
I'm concerned. I've got concern because you're talking about, you know, interest rates and them taking money out of my bank.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take no money out of my bank right now because... you missed the point. If they take some money out of my bank right now, they're going to be in big trouble. My question is, what are we doing? We're coming home from Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda's gone. The war is over. We're still broke. Can somebody please tell me what the heck is going on? Nobody has any money. Gas is going up. And groceries are going up. Everything else is going on around us, and I am still broke as a haint like everybody else. You got
broke
what?
As a haint.
What?
A haint? South Carolina, are you there?
No, you gone.
Oh, man. Tracy just used the word haint.
You ain't never heard that before?
I'm telling you, I come from downtown. What do you mean I ain't never heard that before?
I'm trying to I just want to know, Alex, you're talking about Cyprus. What? I just see a bunch of folks spending money.
Yeah. The funny thing is, Cyprus, their banking economy or industry is like, it's something like 8 times bigger than their country's GDP or something ridiculous like that. I mean, the United States is very similar, you know, and just with how much. You know, just the activity of the Federal Reserve and all that. So it's just.
Have they taken that action or did they back off from that?
No, they haven't. The Cypriot government, they voted against it. You know, so they didn't do it, but they only have 4 days to come up with you know, the EU, the European Central Bank said you have 4 days to come up with $5.8 billion. I think it's $1 billion, you know, and they just said or else, which usually means you're going to get thrown out of the EU, out of the European Union. So they're, you know, people think that they're trying to get their gold reserves, and they may have to sell off all their gold. Cyprus may have to sell off all their gold to the European Central Bank.
Oh, you see what that one would be, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand this.
That would destabilize them totally and put them at the total mercy of the Fed.
And it's a precedent for every other country's financial.
Absolutely. Be a total domino effect.
Yeah, because if the thing is that if you can't,
okay,
if you don't even have gold, you
Alex,
can't even
Alex,
you can't
Alex,
even
Alex.
Back up your money. Yeah.
Alex, okay, just do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take a break, and then when I come back. I need you to give me about a 5-minute, you and Jeff, give me a 5-minute dissertation on the ABCs of what you're really talking about for the dumb people in the class like me. Because I'm still trying to figure out how you balance a budget and balance a checkbook and reconcile it every month. So I'm real slow. So if you can come back, because this national thing, because you talk about gold and selling it off in Cyprus. Cyprus is a word that used to be for, it's a Greek something, ain't it?
What's the island off
Greece? Cyprus. That's what I'm saying. That's a Greek something. That's what I said.
It's a Greek island.
All I know is when I think of Greek owl, all I think about is blue waters and white sand and good food.
Mm.
So you're going to explain a little bit to me when I come back. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. An annual report by the University of Wisconsin and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says that Mahoning and Trumbull counties are among the unhealthiest counties in the state. The study looks at multiple factors like health care availability, education levels, and income rates. Mahoning County was ranked 75th healthiest in 88 counties. Trumbull was 71st. Two teenagers, both named Nathaniel Gray, pleaded not guilty to second-degree felony burglary in Trumbull County. One of the Nathaniel Grays is 18, the other is 19. Both are accused of breaking into a home on January 27th. A bill that sets in motion Governor John Kasich's plan for a $1.5 billion Ohio Turnpike bond sale and increasing Ohio's speed limit to 70 miles an hour on rural interstate highways has cleared the state legislature. The Ohio House passed the two-year transportation budget 63-28 yesterday. Kasich is expected to sign it. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Why should you pay more when your furnace breaks down after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens, by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price, day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
Are you a healthcare professional that's now accepting new patients? Then Cumulus Media has an important message for you. This spring, Cumulus Media is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides in Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. This free medical guide is a great opportunity to attract new patients. To make sure your practice is included, call Brad Marshall today at 330-779-8127. That's 330-779-8127.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Then your favorite station is right there, ready to play with artists and title displays. You can let us know what you think of the song, all from your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free at the App Store or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at YoungstownSymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey,
And we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on this Friday afternoon when it's snowing on the second day of spring here in Northeast Ohio, and it's cold outside, and we all got on coats and boots and gloves and shoes and hats on the second day of spring in Northeast Ohio, and it's 36 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock. I want you guys to all have a good afternoon, but I also want you guys to mark this down to this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Boardman Rotary, we are going to be having our pancake breakfast, and it is going to be at the Boardman Park in the community center. It's only $6. You get all the pancakes you want, and come out, and it's really a great time, and come out and support us. And we put the money right back into our local community, and the money that we raise is money that is going to help other things around here, like the Autistic Center and the Hearing Center and Selena Covington and all the big boys and big girls and Boy Scouts. And we do a whole lot of philanthropic work right here locally. We send our young people out to where they need to go. We try to train them and give them good moral values so that they can become better workers in the workplace. So that's Boardman Rotary, and it's going to be at the Larisha Community Center inside of Boardman Park. It starts at like 8:30 in the morning. It goes until 2:30 in the afternoon. It's on Saturday and Sunday, and we want you to come out. I'll be there on Sunday morning. Sunday morning I will be there all morning. So please come out and say hi to me if you see me there. I'll be there with an apron on and a Rotary shirt, and come up and say you heard it here on Tracy and Friends, and come out and meet me there because I'd like to serve you pancakes on Sunday. We were talking about Cyprus, and Jefferson studio with me. Alex is on the phone, and Cyprus is in Greece, and Greece is in financial devastation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very chaotic over there, and it's worse than people really realize. People are the country is broken. The people are suffering, and Alex brought it up, and I want him to explain to the dumb people like me, because I'm not as bright as I try to talk. About certain things globally. I know how the political system works. I know the inner workings of it, how to make things happen, and how the people need to get involved in it. I know how to interpret the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and that kind of thing. But there are certain things that I'm not proficient in. But when it comes to finances and stuff like that, Alex and Jeff and them, that's, you know, they do that kind of stuff. So tell me, Alex, I want you to jump in and tell me, what in the world is happening? That I know they're taking money out of people's bank accounts.
Well, you know, I just saw on the news that they actually they're saying that they may be hours away from a deal because the deadline is on Monday. They voted the other day to not take money out of the bank accounts. The original deal was anybody that made under $100,000 or anybody that had in their bank account under $100,000, they would be taxed 6.6%. And anybody who had more than $100,000, it was like about 10%. Well, I think the reason why they didn't do that is because, well, all the poor people would pretty much be up in arms, and they would that the island would just be in total revolt. So now what they have on the table is they left the poor people out. They're not going to touch the poor people's money or under $100,000. But everybody over $100,000, everybody has over $100,000 in their bank account, they're proposing to take 15% of their money out of their bank account right now. And what's crazy is all the banks are closed, so nobody can go in because they closed all the banks because they know everybody's just going to go in and take and just withdraw their money. So nobody can go into their bank accounts. All the banks are closed. The ATMs are closed. It's a terrible. I mean, it's insane. But to put it into perspective, this island is only about 1 million people. Okay. But they're about $10 billion. They need a $10 billion bailout. Well, if you put this into perspective with the United States, okay, the United States is only about 300 million people, okay? So then if you put it in perspective, if you scale up the debt, that would mean that under normal conditions, the United States will be in the same situation if they had about $3 to $4 trillion in debt. Well, we have 16. So this is why I'm telling you that. This is why I'm saying that we're not far away from this. If as soon as the rest of the world stops using the U.S. dollars as world reserve currency, we're going to be in the same predicament.
Okay, now, I just found out that Cyprus is not a part of Greece. They're,
no,
they're a sovereign state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
even though they're over there,
and
they're part of the EU, but they're sovereign. They're separate from Greece.
Right, but they trade with Greece, and the thing is that they trade with Greece and whoever Greece trades with. So with the United States, you know, sitting up here trying to deal with our dilemma by printing more money, because we're printing $85 billion a month and throwing it into the economy. That's why our stock market is going as high as it's going. When did this do this before? Just before the Great Depression. Okay? And the thing is that's what you have. You have a control of the money system by not you know, real numbers. That these aren't real numbers. These are all fake numbers, and they're just printing money because we're the oil dollar, we're the petrodollar, and we can get away with it. And we're doing it, and we're doing it to the tune of destroying the dollar, not just lessening its worth. They're getting ready to destroy it, because once it goes over the edge, there's no coming back from that. They're going to have to do something with a world economy or at least a regional one.
Tracy, may I ask the gentleman a question?
Sure.
Because I can't remember, when we received Alaska and Hawaii, was that to settle some indebtedness that we were given that land? I don't remember. I was wondering if they did, because that's the one thing that now is being talked about is, you know, surrendering land to settle debts.
You got a long way to go for that, because I don't think anybody's going to give up Alaska.
No, it's too much oil there.
They
bought it outright from Russia. It wasn't to settle a debt. United States actually purchased it from Russia, Alaska. I don't know about Hawaii, but I know that the United States purchased Alaska from Russia, though.
Okay, because I had heard something about part of the Aleutian Islands were sold recently.
By
the United States to either China or Russia.
You know what? Something happened. They were giving up a piece of Alaska.
I thought it was the Aleutian Islands, which is part, I believe, of that area. But it wasn't talked about much.
Well, we're going to find out anyway, because that's something I don't know.
And I wonder if Cyprus could do that. Could they, you know, like, I don't know, surrender themselves? But
there's a story. Aleutian Islands and military strategy. I'm not sure. I'm looking. So I can't look and talk, sorry. But it said, did Obama really give away 7 rich oil Alaskan islands to Russia? And it is saying,
okay. Alex, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't. This is the first time hearing about the United States giving away some islands or selling some islands or anything. Yeah, so I don't know about that. But Cyprus, I mean, they're in a tough spot, because there's been talk of them just leaving the EU. Well, if they don't pay up, they're going to get kicked out of the European Union.
So what does that mean, Alice?
Well, it means then they're going to have to create their own currency, and then, they become Zimbabwe of the Mediterranean.
Not funny, but it's true. Yeah, you'd be sending money. Can you help these Cyprians? They're going to have big bellies and be naked outside.
Yeah, because the thing about it, the reason why it's advantageous for a small island like Cyprus or like Puerto Rico, a small island like them, to be associated with a larger entity like the United States or the European Union, is See, now money is based on trade, and so it's all about confidence in that currency. If people don't have confidence, that basically the confidence is based off of people's confidence in how well that government manages its internal affairs, which is why Zimbabwe, they have enormous inflation. I mean, you can get a trillion dollar note from Zimbabwe, and it's only worth like what, $1? It's ridiculous.
The inflation is just off the chain.
Yeah. And that's what happens when you mismanage your economy. It has a direct result on the value of your currency. So that's what happened to Cypriot notes. If they did that, it wouldn't be worth anything. I mean, it'll be worth less than toilet paper. I mean, people would literally be wiping their butt with their money. It'd be the same thing. Toilet paper would cost more. So it would be a bad thing, you know. But which is why there's, you know, even though it comes up all the time for Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands to become separate, their own countries, but they don't do it for that very reason, because the world needs confidence in your currency, or otherwise your money is worth nothing, you know, and then you can't buy anything, you can't trade.
Which is why which is why Russia and China asked 2 years ago that we change currencies, that, you know, that would be the world standard, that the United States was no longer up to it, and that, you know, that's when they had to start making maneuvers to try to keep the dollar there as at right now until they're ready to screw the Middle East.
Alex, did you hear her ask where did they loan the money? Where did they borrow the money from?
Where did who borrow the money from?
Cyprus. Are they indebted to China? Are they indebted to Russia?
No. I haven't seen their balance sheet. I mean, it might be just as bad as the United States. I mean, it, you know, because ours is all over the place too. But a lot of it is it's similar to the United States, because like people talk about, China owns all. China doesn't really own all of our debt. They only own about maybe 8% of our debt. Most of it is actually it's debt that we owe to ourselves. It's things unpaid programs that just keep getting added to the budget, whether for both social programs and corporate welfare programs that we just make, this keeps getting stacked to our deficit. And so they're the same way. They're very similar to the United States, where they have all these programs. The people just keep wanting more and more, but they don't have a balanced budget. They're not paying for it. Their deficit just keeps ballooning, but their GDP is like, you know, very, very low, so that it's not even possible for them to possibly, you know, pay off the deficit, similar to the United States.
Yeah. Hey. Jeez, oh man, had a good day today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody for listening in. For those of you who have called in, we've got about another 10 minutes.
I'm not staying here today, Tracy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, there's a song you might want to close with if they can find it. It was Anne Murray, I think, had "We Sure Could Use a Little Good News Today." And it was
We Sure Could Use a Little Good News.
Yeah. It was a song about, you know, like, what if the newspapers only had good news? There weren't any deaths, there weren't any murders, there weren't any thefts. It was a nice song, and it's got like an upbeat kind of...
I'll try to find it.
Thank you.
I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate the conversation. I'm just looking at an America, and there's so many problems, social, political, economical, that we are facing,
mm-hmm.
that we are truly not really paying attention to, and we, a reality TV has dumbed us down in such a way that everything that is that we should be doing and we should be paying attention to, it's just not happening. And my prayer is that we wake up, because just because our house is warm and our bellies are full,
mm-hmm.
today,
today.
Doesn't mean it'll always be. And we need to pay attention to that. I think we're taking a lot of our freedom and a lot of our lifestyle for granted. And we are not harnessing. And even if we're dead, we have children and grandchildren that we should really be cognizant of that we're not being. Hey, local call, listen, I need to take another call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Your local call, you're on the air.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi.
I really enjoy the word that you're getting out. But I have a question for Jeff or you. Whenever they sent out papers saying that they are going to lower your electric bill or gas bill, is that something that you should jump onto or just leave it like it is?
How about this? Why don't I get somebody on?
Yeah.
Let me get some people on that will talk about, because a lot of us are getting a lot of stuff from the gas bill and the electric bill
right.
company for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Let me go find somebody that we actually can speak to it from an actual factual knowledge base.
Thank you.
And tell us what's going on, and then I'll book them on one of these Wednesdays at Sticks and I are in studio, and or on a Tuesday when Jeff and I are here in studio, that you will be able to speak to it from that point. Because I can say yes and no and yes, depending on what's coming in. But there's so many things that are bombarding us, and we are just ignorant to whether we need to change or not.
Right. Okay, thank you.
And I'll try to find some of from the PUC, PUCU, Public Utilities Commission.
Okay.
Is it PUCU, Jeff?
PUCO.
PUCO.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right, but thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, because Jeff, you're getting them also, aren't you?
Getting what?
You're getting all those stuff in the mail.
Couple things here.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. we need to find out whether we need to change gas companies for distribution, because you get the same company, but the rates change. You get the same thing when it comes to the electric bill.
Yeah.
And then you got they have now housing services, maintenance services, where you can tack those on. So for $4.95 a month, if your furnace ever breaks, they'll fix it until it dies. And
right.
So, is that a good place, or is that insurance? What are we doing there? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to really look into that, because I was selling those things at one time. But you have to look at it. That's all I can say.
But look
at it. It's changing. But
you need to look at it from a cognizant standpoint, because right now I don't even want to speak to that, because it's confusing.
Right. Gotcha.
It's very, very confusing from all points of view, because the change is not. They're not very forefront and upfront with how it's going to benefit you. Hey, Miss Gwen, don't try to sneak in and not say anything. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Give her a mic. Too late now.
You got right there.
We don't let anybody. We don't let anybody come in and pull the mic up to your mouth. We don't let anybody come in and not say hi. Say hi to the people, Miss Gwenfish.
Hello, people.
You started calling us? What were you going to tell us?
Family values. Girl, you know we don't play that.
Yeah,
talking back to
yeah,
us
we do.
And all these kind
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, no.
You didn't in your house. We didn't in our house. Jeff didn't in his house. But in today's lifestyle, Alex, you let your kids talk back.
Yeah, right.
Okay, just checking. I mean, I don't know.
Kids talk too much. They got to explain this, explain that. You know, you listen. You don't be explaining 50-11 things to me. You listen to what I'm saying, and you do it, period. That's just the way we were brought up.
Well, you should have democracy.
Not
democracy
having.
Democracy belongs in the house. We should vote on things, Jeff.
That ain't working nowhere. You know, that is democracy.
Did you raise any girls?
Tried to raise one. She just turned 18 and lost her mind.
Let me ask you this. Did you dress her up like a prostitute when she was a kid?
And I had, I had four. What am I talking about?
A prostitute, that's good.
I raised my nieces. Okay?
Sure they're in.
And if they were listening right now, they would
yeah.
tell you. I had this one out of the four. She wanted to wear these little slitty, lacy, whatever, because she saw it on TV, and she thought, to seventh grade. And you're going to be in there, and I said to her, you're going to be taking gym and things like this, and you're wearing these frilly things. You don't wear that to school. You wear regular underwear. And who's supposed to be judging their underwear anyhow?
You're missing my point. They got to have sexy underwear so they can feel better about themselves.
Well, who knows what...
Because they're going to show it off. You don't understand. We
well, you feel better about yourself at home. You don't take that out. You know,
816, your mic is on.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I hate to go back, but I had a question for Alex. I was wondering what he thinks we should do as individuals to prepare for an upcoming bank crisis in this country. You know, should we pay down our debt? Should we save up cash? Should we? What does he think? Stock up on food?
you should probably do a little bit of all that. I don't encourage anybody to have more liquid cash than they need for, you know, like probably 6 months. I only keep in a bank account. Everything else you need to keep it in real assets, hard assets. I particularly buy silver, gold, and interest bearing real estate or investments. Put your money in that.
They told me guns too, Alex. They told me we ought to buy guns because guns appreciate.
Not paying off our debts? Because if inflation comes, then it might be good to have debt. The debt will be nothing.
Right.
Is that a good strategy?
It depends on the debt, though. I mean, if it's a huge debt, like a house or like if
the
you...
The problem
want
is
people,
things are owned by other countries. That's what the problem is.
Well,
and they operate here and doing what they want to do and not adhere to a whole lot of things. That's where we have the problems we have.
The problem you have is
this and the Royal Bank of that.
Well, your problem is because of the Federal Reserve, not necessarily the banks themselves, because the Federal Reserve control all banks. And that's your thing. And when Woodrow Wilson put it in, he admitted himself at the end of his presidency he was sorry that he had done that, turning us over to the Federal Reserve.
You have to deal with regulations too, how they're regulated. And when you have a bank that is from another country,
we only got 3 minutes,
operating the way that they do here, we're told that, compensation is different because it's regulated. It's a foreign bank.
Right. 216, they tell me that right now you need to invest in hard goods.
Mm.
You know, if you've got money reserved, because just putting it in greenback will never appreciate. Because our money, right. When you put your money in the bank, all it does is go out the window anyhow.
That's right.
So rather than paying my credit card off real fast, I should probably be buying some assets instead of paying off the credit card.
I would say the minimum payments on the credit card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily the minimum payment because you don't want to be overly encumbered with debt. We'll come back on Monday and do this again.
Yeah.
You don't want to be over encumbered with debt, but you want to have a balance of debt to hard good ratio or investment ratio. That would just make sense.
I appreciate that. Yep,
balance is always good. So listen, I'm out of here for the week. God bless you. Have a good day. And we'll see you on Monday. I want to thank everybody. It's been a great week. Jeff, thank you for everything you've done for me this weekend. And I'll see you guys on Monday.
See ya.
This morning, kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story, one more than.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com.
We are about a week away from baseball's opening day, but the major leagues may be focused on a lawsuit.
The lawsuit names Biogenesis of America, a clinic in Coral Gables, and six people associated with it, and accuses them of soliciting major league players to purchase substances they knew were banned by baseball. The lawsuit does not name the players, but prior reports have linked the clinic to Alex Rodriguez, Melky Cabrera, and Ryan Braun. Court records say Major League Baseball believes those reports are accurate. The lawsuit says the doping has caused baseball to suffer injury to its reputation, image, and fan relationships. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Obama in Jordan talking Mideast peace with King Abdullah. He says the window of opportunity is still open for negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, but he says it is getting more difficult.
Both sides have to begin to
think about their long-term strategic interests instead of worrying about can I gain a short-term tactical advantage here or there, and say to themselves, what's the big picture? And how do we get this done?
Jordan was the last stop on the president's Mideast trip. Police in Brunswick, Georgia, are investigating all leads in the fatal shooting of a 13-month-old baby. It's his mother pushed him in a stroller, police spokesman Todd Rose.
We will not rest until